Okay, welcome to the November 21st, 2019 meeting of the Sustainability Advisory Board. It is now 6:06 due to technical difficulties. We're starting a little late. So we'll introduce ourselves. I'll start off. I'm Terrence Shoemaker, co-chair.
Mary Baumgartner, member.
Cindy Ellison, co-chair.
Greg Smith, member of the public.
Kim Bria, member.
Glenn Friedman, member.
Hi, Sarah Hardingham, member.
Darren Wise, staff liaison.
Victoria Meyer, public.
Excellent. Two publics, one possible member. And Greg, glad to have you here with us. Anything you'd like to say for the good of the cause before we get started?
I've been a Westland resident for the last 26 years, taught at Lewis and Clark for 23 years. In the Graduate School of Education and Counseling, taught a class on sustainability for 16 or 17 of those years there for graduate students, taught an undergraduate environmental and ecological class for about 12 years, and I've kind of watched and have been interested in the work of this committee, and so I figured it's time. I actually saw Cindy at the old-fashioned fair, and she said you met on Thursday nights, and I missed every other Thursday, but I was able to get here this one. I think I'm the thing that I'm most interested in right now is climate change resilience, and if you can see any possibility of kind of directing your attention to those kinds of issues, it's something that I would be interested in helping out.
That's not anything we're dealing with here.
It's not a thing.
Great.
Excellent,
Greg. It's good to have you here.
Did you give him an application?
Yeah. I mentioned it to you at the board at the time to be on the board because I knew we were going to possibly have some openings.
Two.
So if you are having openings.
Yes.
Yeah.
He gets done, too. What this group.
Okay, great. Well, it's good to see you, Greg. And I hope
it's for applications, that's Darren.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And the application, is the application
it's online.
On the website?
Yeah. It is online. It's on the city's website.
City website.
Yeah.
I can speak to that when we go.
Good. Okay. So, check-ins. We start with Mary.
Was there any comment from Victoria? Public comment?
When she was here last time. She's now beyond guest status.
Oh, okay.
she might have a public comment.
She is
a
potential member. But do you have a comment, Victoria?
Not at this point.
Okay, good.
Okay.
No pressure.
No.
So I would like to share with everyone the exciting event that's coming up on Monday, December 2nd. And I'm just going to pass these around. And please take one and share. Ignore the back. It's a reuse.
Oh, good. Sure. Good. That's great. Appropriate for this committee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But this is the Clackamas Climate Action Coalition. Okay. And I've just been getting involved with their activities lately. And they're doing some great work. They gave public comment at the T2020 task force about some of the transportation issues that are and interests for multimodal transport. They are going to the commission. They've been presenting at the Clackamas County Board of Commissioners regularly. They did a public comment about the recommending or proposing or demanding, I don't know what you want to call it, that the new courthouse be a zero emission building. We met with the with Ken Humberston last week. Was Monday. To discuss some of the issues around transportation and sustainability. And I'm coordinating a forest statement for the December 5th Clackamas County Board of Commissioners meeting. And we also went to the Governor's Council on Wildfire Response. So they're super active. If you want to get involved in some climate action in Clackamas County, Greater Clackamas County, this is a good organization. So, and this event's going to be great. I recommend everybody go.
Great.
Bring your own cup.
Send it in.
I forgot to mention that a few months ago I took an all-day class with the Xerces Society, and they talked a lot about the Bee City USA because evidently it started off with an individual and then it got folded into the Circe Society. So it's actually their program, and so they learned a lot about the bees.
Excellent.
It was great.
Kim?
I went to a, what the heck was it called? The tree thing. At the Alberta Rose Theater, they just had a speaker, and it was through it was referred to it through someone, from the board of the class. I can't keep track of
that's
all
right.
names.
That's all right.
I
mean,
so many recently.
I know. My
was
brain
it like an urban forest?
Is it the...
it was urban forestry.
Friends of Trees?
Yeah. Well, it's... Friends of Trees may have promoted it, but it was a woman that had come up from California, and she was talking about sustainable forestry, where you can have, where you can get the most economic, value out of forestry and sustain it at the same time. I was like, heck yeah, I like wood, and I don't want to cut the whole, the whole forest down, so
yep.
They've been, like in Humboldt County, and, but they were talking about that from a sustainability standpoint, so it was very interesting.
I'd love to get, if you have anything from that.
I will.
I'd love to.
I will.
Send it around.
Or I will.
This
I will
for my
send
public
it.
Comment, because I'm trying to pull
was
in.
More towards urban, or was it more towards...
No, it was forest land. It was actually interesting, because they said, it was great, because they had trivia all night, and they had this stuff popping up on the screen, and it's actually coastal... The temperate coastal forests actually absorb more CO2 than the tropical rainforests do, and the biggest loss of forests is not from logging, it's from development. People taking
yes.
away. Wait, I know.
Forests
is
going away.
I can tell you what
forever.
The name of it was. Yes, yes. But it was really compelling because it was nice to see that you don't have to have it all one or the other. And
yeah,
then there is... Yes.
Logging.
I'm like truly sustainable.
Right.
Okay.
Do you know Peter Hayes from Hilo Woods? Because he's been doing sustainable forestry here for many years at the Coast Ridge. Peter Hayes. And I think they've got a website, Hilo Woods, H-Y-L-A Woods in the Coast Ridge. He was on the State Forestry Board for a number of years. Representative of sustainable forestry.
Well, I love that they didn't have to go to California to get a speaker.
No, well, she's up here once a month. And, I'm actually meeting somebody from their office downtown next week because this is the people. I'm still, looking for my next.
Oh, it's a job.
It's a job.
Is there something you can send to us so we can?
Yeah, I'll send that to you.
On.
And
yeah.
then,
so.
And if anyone's interested, also at the Alberta Rose Theater on December 10th. Is Allison Perch, and she's a regional expert on it's all here. Earthquakes and resiliency. And the big thing now with it's not just the big Cascadia event, but weather is falling into those categories.
Mm-hmm.
With, when you have extreme weather events, you have the same emergencies where you're cut off and you don't have help coming for 10, 20 days or
mm-hmm.
ever.
Yeah.
That's
so that's coming up on the 10th at Alberta Rose Theater, Allison Perch.
Thank you.
She
that's
delivers
good.
The scary news with great humor.
That helps.
Hey, great. If you can refresh us by sending that around,
I will.
That'll be great.
That's
Len,
kind of
what's
a
up?
Subline. Scary news with humor.
Yeah.
haven't done anything. I'll be
okay, moving on, Sarah.
Yeah. solar energy. Or Solar Oregon is having their 40th anniversary soon.
Hmm.
I will be attending that. It is open to the public. I think it's, it might be December 2nd. No, it's not. It's a Thursday.
Yeah, this is a Monday night.
I think it's December 5th. I can send it to people.
Great.
But there, I think, as some of you know, I'm real interested in community solar. So even though I will be retiring from the board as of tonight, last night. Yes, this is my
so
last meeting.
Says.
I will still be annoying and be around and trying to promote community solar in the city. seeing that the best way to kind of implement a pilot project is through the parks, I now get to annoy Ken Warner about that.
Good.
Good. So Terry and I went to one of their meetings.
Yeah.
You and I went to that one in
was at the Hive Pub.
Yeah, it was one of the meetings where they learned a little bit about community. It was
community
solar.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Solar Oregon. Yeah, yeah. I wanted to go, but I was doing something else. Yeah, yeah. I wanted to go to
but
that one.
But I know
one.
A lot more about it than I did when I went in.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. So we can expect your annoying presence at other meetings then?
More council meetings.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then to tie that together before you move on, I almost forgot. I went to an all-day event at OIT.
Were
you there?
No, I was not.
I swear I've seen you somewhere. Okay. Recently.
I just sent my doppelganger.
Okay. You just go. And that was on resiliency and energy and
right.
green energy. And so they had solar and so I'll send that too.
Yeah.
Just so you can see who the speakers were.
Yeah.
And the topics.
That looked good.
It was?
Okay.
Hi, all. So daily, I continue to do climate work for my job. But personally, of course, I've been on this board for years, and I bet you can tell what I'm going to say. But I think that capacity-wise, with a new baby at home, it's just a lot for me to juggle everything. So next month will be my last meeting as an official board member, but I really, really intend to come and volunteer and stay involved. I think especially because Glenn typically has been the board historian, losing his knowledge is, I think it's a pretty heartbreaking loss to for you to step off the board, but then I'm the next, I guess the one that's been here the longest after that, and then...
Wow.
Perhaps the two of you, Cindy and Derry.
The archives are leaving.
Yeah, so...
I'll have to download you.
Really? But,
okay.
But anyway, I just wanted to say how incredibly valuable it's been to connect with my fellow Westland residents, and we've accomplished a lot. And, you know, this letter tonight is just one other testament to how many things we've done, meeting just once a month. For a while, so
yeah.
It's been a really hard decision for me to make, but I do think personally it's the right thing to do, but I promise you I'm not going anywhere, especially on the climate front, because that's
you've been a mentor
important.
For many. Appreciate
very nice
it.
Of you,
Terry. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Darren, anything from the heart of the beast?
Three members are, their terms are up, so Sarah, Glenn, and then John Rose.
Yeah.
And so we haven't heard from John, so we're assuming that he's not going to reapply. So sounds like Victoria has either applied or is interested. Greg, I can get you information. If your email is on the sheet.
There.
Okay.
And it would be helpful just to see minutes from meetings over the past, several months, just
yep.
to see what things you're working on.
Okay, and I can send you links to the minutes, link to the application. And just so you know, the council is wanting to appoint people on December 9th.
Yeah,
so
I saw there's a deadline for November 30th to apply.
Okay, so I will get back to you.
Thanks.
ASAP. We don't work tomorrow, so it'll be Monday.
That's fine. You don't
okay.
want to
and
say
that.
I think I'll go to this meeting on the 2nd and just see who they need as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. And then...
Maybe the same thing, and we're closer.
And then one meeting... update is the waterfront planning project
uh-huh.
has two open houses scheduled.
Uh-huh.
One on Tuesday, December 10th, over here at the Adult Community Center, and the other one Thursday, December 12th,
yeah.
down at the police station. You can find that information on the website too.
Okay.
Both meetings will be exactly the same.
Okay.
So if you can attend one, you're not going to miss anything at the other one.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
So is that listed somewhere? I'm sorry, I'm kind of discombobulated.
I heard it was.
Yes. If you look at the city's calendar on the website, the meetings are listed.
Oh, okay. They're on that meetings scroll?
Yeah,
thing.
Where it's usually right there on the front page of upcoming
yes.
meetings. Yeah.
Okay.
Great. Thanks, Darren.
Yep. I could add a
Victoria?
Little something. I spent the afternoon and morning in Salem trying to encourage our governor to... do something active about prohibiting the Jordan Cove Yeah, there were about 500 people wearing red. And
With like PDFs, 350 PDFs?
Most of the people were from Southern Oregon, but a lot of people showed up from Portland area.
Oh. It was like mass something mass
extinction rebellion.
Yeah.
Yeah. XR. Yeah. So that was a lively day.
Yeah.
Right, I bet. What a controversy there.
That's cool. Did you get arrested?
No. I'll wait on that. I'll wait till they build it, and then I will.
Okay, lastly, myself, November 6th, I went to the officially titled Website Template Refresh Focus Group.
Whoa.
So there was a bunch of us volunteered to test the new website.
Oh, yeah,
library.
Right.
And it looks great. It's cleaner. It's much easier to use. There are bigger icons.
Thank you.
So at the front end in our testing, it looked really good, much less clunky than the existing site. But even though the front end is nice, we've still got all this old, in our area, all this old legacy stuff. There are a lot of broken links. There's inaccurate information. So we need, at some point, and we need to prioritize this along with our other goals, we need to update our stuff and clean up our stuff. So, and I'm not sure if on the new website they were probably having access to all the old stuff, because they'd have no new stuff.
That's what they did. They just revamped the look of it, but all of the content is still the same.
So we're going to, when we decide to do this and decide who's going to do what, we'll just have to get access to all of those documents that are stashed, so that we can revise them and then reload them on the website. So we can prioritize that whenever we want, talking about goals. But the new website does look very clean, very nice. So that's what I got. Okay, so much action items from past meetings. So looking at the notes from October, if we go to the action items, I think the pending one in June, Lisa Clifton Community Gardens, actually.
Can we ask someone, or do you still want me to?
Well, actually, Victoria and another gentleman showed up and talked to
us. We have some contacts already.
Well, I think we can consider that done.
Steve Hopkins.
Yeah, Steve. Yeah. That's kind of done.
And then the next one we can, I was gone most of the one for July.
The sustainability
one? That one.
Talk? Yeah. We're going to redo those. So
some of them are bumping into our goals this year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sustainability staff position, that's pending because we're going to work on that. The garden talk, that was good.
Yeah,
The overlays for the park open space map, that's still pending, Darren?
Yes.
Okay. That's good. And as far as the meeting space, community center and TVFR stations, that's done. Okay, that's done.
Oh, I have a
questionnaire.
I have a question.
Oh, excellent.
Great. So that's
there
done.
Were fewer than I thought, but that's here.
I can put that.
Excellent.
Into,
yeah.
Put that into the document.
Yep.
Thank you.
Great. That one's done. Okay. Last meeting notes. So, did anybody else see anything on the minutes that I wanted to contest or edit, or do they look good? Do we have to vote on approval of minutes, or just everyone okay with the minutes?
Yes.
It looks good? Okay. So be it for the October minutes. Okay, the annual, number five, the annual report, 2018 annual report, and the 2020 goals. So that's on, everybody should have this document. Mm-hmm. It's got the red, some red text on it.
Do you have one more copy of that? I'm
there should be one.
Share, but
there should be one floating
around.
There
we go.
Fine.
So I sent it around a week ago, and Cindy got back to me. Her comments are in red, and she did have some other pertinent comments about education series. So I didn't get any other responses, so if you want to take a moment and look at this, as far as the report goes.
I'm wondering, my next question is everybody getting the emails?
I did.
You got it.
Yes.
You got it. You weren't sure about Darren's emails.
I appended the original one Terry did to the agenda email I sent out.
Yes.
And then Terry updated it based on Cindy's comments,
Did you find that email that you were looking for today?
No, I never did find Darren's original email, but he sent me the minutes and stuff today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I had a hard time.
I did get it. I had at least one. I've got comments on two things.
Okay.
I'll start with the positive one. So under goals. Under the 5th bullet point, the rationale for staff funding position, I would also add the word intern. Because we, as opposed to staff position or contractor, because we could also do an intern.
So all three?
Yeah.
Staff position, comma, contractor, or intern?
Yeah. Yeah. Because that's an option.
Right.
AmeriCorps volunteer. I just want who's ever reading to know that there's options and it's more than two. Because sometimes they don't think very creatively.
Okay.
And I want us to be creative.
Sounds reasonable.
Okay.
By the way, I just checked on my email and I am not on the email thread for some very odd reason.
Because you're going off the board.
Isn't that weird? Everybody got it but me.
Purged already.
Well, anyway,
I'm sorry.
So you're not in that group email?
I don't know. I just didn't get it. I'm sorry.
Well, don't be sorry.
I had one email once from you that went, for some reason, went into my junk folder.
Oh, I can check
later.
There.
So you can check. Yeah.
Okay. Let me add Sarah.
Been on Comcast. Mm-hmm. Heard
yes.
of people with Comcast have lost emails.
In that case, yeah. Okay, great.
Well, one of the challenges for me, part of the, I don't know that you would put this under the low turnout part, but, and I'm not saying this to Darren, but I'd say with the sustainability education, and I know Sarah can back me up on this, part of the challenge in general was getting support from the city to get the word out. That was very hard. And to me, that was a definite challenge in getting the word out on the climate change talk.
That's true. I mean, Alicia was helpful with doing the flyer and all.
She was not at all for me.
Oh, well, she was new to the position.
Sticking to my story.
Oh, okay. She helped. Well, it actually was John Rose that formed, I think, the contact.
Is there something we can get as a liaison?
I don't know.
For the city for...
It should be
her. Well, I'm your liaison.
Yeah, he's our
No, I meant to post stuff, or is that just poke you and you make sure it happens?
Like when the city sends out the email and about what's going on.
I mean, like, for instance, there was a transportation, a regional thing at the Adult Community Center last week. Was it last week?
Oh, that was right.
It was transportation, but there was somebody complaining, you know, people were complaining, how come we didn't know about this? And I was about to say, well, go check the city website. It's like, it wasn't on the city website. It was on the city Facebook page, but it wasn't on the city website. So I think there's a gap between.
Well, I get an email from the city that's...
City update?
City update.
That
kind of stuff, it should be on that.
The transportation one was.
Oh, it was.
When we were doing the climate change, it came out the week that the talk was. It should have come out the week ahead, and I had to remind her twice to get it.
I just think it's nice on the city website to have. I mean, that should be one place if you're not on a bunch of email lists that people can go see.
I don't even know
how to get on that email list. I don't even know how I got.
Well, I would say with a little more upfront organization by the board this year to have all your talks planned out with so you can make one flyer and then it can just be used and continually used to promote and then it can be put in the library and left there.
Right. Yeah.
And who is Alicia the one that we send information to if we wanted to go on the city update?
Yes, Alicia is the communications okay. point for the city.
Yeah. Good.
I do have one more challenge to add. Inspired by a 2017 challenge. and I wish I could find the 2018 list, because we could probably roll some of those over too. But from 2017, we wrote, retaining consistent organizational support for the SAB in our efforts to help implement the sustainability strategic plan. And we received confirmation of this from Russ a meeting or two ago to say basically the council members are not familiar with this plan.
Yeah, right.
So a potential goal could be, if it's not listed already, to invite some of the council members to meetings, or have like a one-on-one briefing with them, or do a briefing during a work session.
So could you send those two statements
yeah.
to me via the challenge that you mentioned and that goal? And what I will do is I will add comments here. Get them today and send this around for final approval. Does that make sense to everybody?
So, briefly, you're saying the council is not familiar with our strategic plan.
Yeah, Russ mentioned that.
Yeah.
I think it was the last meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, geez, right. It was passed in 2015, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a while. It's a new group of people.
Yeah.
Two of them talk like they say they are.
Oh, that's true.
Okay, they are, but they say they are.
Those are good, Sarah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
A little historical perspective there.
So mm-hmm. I can pull up the previous ones, I believe, now.
Oh, wow.
Congratulations.
Mm. You managed to finagle it.
Huh? Oh, my gosh, the lights are stable. What happened?
He hacked the system.
Oh, no.
Closed your eyes at the wrong time.
Yeah, he blinked.
So... Okay, very good. Are there any other comments, additions, deletions?
So I'm gonna put my bureaucrat hat on.
Okay, go for it, Darren.
And say under the accomplishments
mm-hmm.
to strike three electric bikes, strike from Synergy e-bikes of Portland. So we're not promoting anybody.
Okay. So just say rides on three electric bikes.
No. Free rides on three electric bikes and conducted a survey mm-hmm. regarding West Lynn City Shuttle. So just strike out from Synergy
yeah.
bikes.
No yeah. problem with that.
Yeah.
And then the same on the back where it has enlist assistance from Amoresco.
Yeah.
Amoresco.
Mm-hmm.
Just change Amoresco to enlist assistance from appropriate.
Whatever it is that they do, some firm. Or just from.
Wait.
Generically speaking.
Yes, so don't name specific
right.
companies.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay.
I wanted to ask about that too, because like Oregon Energy Trust, is this different than when they come out and do an audit for retro commissioning?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's totally different?
Question. Very.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's free, right?
Yeah.
If you're committed
to taking
right.
action.
Right. Yeah.
You can't waste their time, because it still costs them money to send things out.
Well, and if you don't do it, then you get charged.
So this you get charged, you get spanked.
Yeah, in
the
blacklisted. When they came out before, you had to implement some of the stuff. You had to they'll give you kind of a low-hanging fruit to here's the high stuff. And you had to implement at least part of that, otherwise they charge you a certain fee for it. Now, that maybe that's changed, but when they came out in the past, that's what it
I don't think they do now, but they also want some commitment on your part, so that you're not everybody just calling and tell us
yeah,
what, and
right.
then not bothering.
Yeah, yeah.
So the city has had an energy trust.
Yeah, but it was like 10, 15 years ago.
I was going to say,
ago.
It must have been a long time.
Yeah,
ago.
Yeah.
So why would
but even then, they complained about it, sorry.
Why wouldn't we do the free one before?
Well, they did, but...
No, I mean do another free one.
This is... Because Energy Trust, this would be better. This would be better.
Is it a huge cost? I don't know.
This would probably be more comprehensive than, and it depends if they're doing, I mean, the question is, are they just doing this building or are they doing all the city facilities? I think it depends on what kind of audit you're asking for. And I think that's one of the things that needs to be looked at is what is the audit? Is it just for this facility, or is it for all those different, or is it for different city, selected city facilities?
I thought Parks was doing it, was engaged with them, at least on the retro commissioning.
For which one?
With Energy Trust.
I don't know.
Yes, they are. That was confirmed a couple of months ago.
Yes.
I believe it was this building, and
I'd
have to check.
That's why we need benchmarking.
Mm-hmm. What did you say about benchmarking?
That's why we need benchmarking.
That was a goal from 2018.
That's been a goal.
Yes,
yes.
Oh, there we go.
There's the 2019 goals from last year.
See, that's part of it with this group was to get benchmarking. It's not just to do an audit. I mean, that's actually a goal. It's not just an energy audit, it's to do benchmarking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 It's just not to do an audit per se. It's to benchmark.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Something to build on so we can see, okay, are we improving this area or are we not?
Right. So the word benchmark needs to be in here.
Mm-hmm.
I think those first...
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those first two goals could carry
over. So, Glenn, would you say under goals, the fourth bullet, I've got energy audit to establish a baseline?
Oh, yeah, baseline is good. Well,
benchmark.
I'd say benchmark.
Do we have a baseline?
Nope.
No. Got to establish one.
There might be one for this building that Sean Schroeder did six, 7 years ago.
City energy audit. It would be all facilities. That's what I assume.
You would hope.
I think they, someone probably could look at our energy bills, but when it comes to like recommending specific actions, they would probably do facility by facility. Because they don't quite, I don't think they would know unless they visited the site what recommendations to make.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I would imagine it'd have to be a benchmark for this one, this one, this one.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah. Facilities.
I think that a couple of these goals could roll over. And it's funny because I don't even think having a joint work session should be a goal. I think that should be a given.
Ongoing?
Yeah, so I don't quite know how that fits in.
Ooh. Why don't we make it established, a yearly meeting?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
And I know the council held a joint meeting with all boards and commissions this year, and I believe that's their policy moving forward.
Yeah.
It can't hurt to have it in there, though.
Yeah. Can we say in the first quarter?
It would be nice to have it early last year. I don't think we had a ton more.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying that. Yeah.
No, it was May because I couldn't go.
Unfortunately, we don't get to.
We don't get.
That doesn't mean we can't set it as a goal.
Yeah, well, right.
So we should eliminate a time and just say establish a annual work session with City Council.
I don't think there's anything wrong putting spring in it.
Yeah,
no. If we get blown off,
that is not
well,
like better
first,
off.
I like first quarter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds official, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Spring sounds so woo.
First Q1.
That's an architectural term. Yes, spring.
Yeah, spring goes all the way up to July.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
You know?
Don't put a date on it. The building will open.
And then didn't Russ say something at the last meeting about wanting a sustainability goal for council? This has been an ongoing conversation, too, that...
We sort of got one last year with the climate action. Wasn't there some word around climate action that they, from their goals, that...
Yeah.
Do it.
Oh, that we...
Yeah, they do have a goal.
Yeah.
Okay, the goal is to find money to hire staff.
Which is why we continue to work on
it. You're like a, what is it called, senior spring?
Yeah.
Glenn's just laughing the whole meeting.
Well, Okay, here it is.
That's why it's frustrating.
Under B, environmental sustainability, this is last year's council goals. B, they say, continue and enhance the great work Westland is doing to address climate change and support sustainable and environmentally sound practices through a climate action plan. So it's stated in their goals, just like that.
Right, which is why we've been talking about
yes.
it and why we've.
How do they implement that? Because that's good generic
it's
wording.
It's a guiding principle under environmental sustainability. So it's under the heading Request the Sustainability Advisory Board to.
Oh, right. He's got it.
There's three things: grants, climate change, and e-bike fair.
So they're sort of requesting some kind of climate action plan from
mm-hmm.
us, which is why we keep
yeah.
working on the.
It's very general. Continue and enhance the great work.
Yeah, well, that's kind of
so
baloney.
Who,
real
who
general
wrote that?
Statement. Is it?
Does
they
anyone?
Did, I guess.
The council did. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a positive person with a positive outlook, but I feel like that's greenwashing.
It is
the little puppy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could take
oh,
the fish
yeah.
out.
Well, I thought that specific goal was why we had this discussion, and you guys were saying we don't have the time or the money to do a climate action plan, so that's why we were kind of
mm-hmm.
our default was our present plan, and to come up with an addendum.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, part of it was to redo a whole new climate plan. Is actually there's a fair amount already in the existing plan
right.
that you can pull stuff out.
And that's a goal we started
right,
this year.
Yeah,
and we'll finish.
Yeah.
We'll try to do next year.
Right.
So
yeah.
I think we can take that and make it what we want to
yeah.
make it.
Yeah.
Sort of.
But, I mean, what they could do is implement a pilot project for, like, solar benches. some of the stuff OIT presented.
Well, they are going to.
Well, they're supposedly already implementing
yes.
the OIT energy stuff.
Right.
But are they?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering about
mm-hmm.
myself. Like, who would make sure that gets done? That should pass beyond us, I would think.
Yeah.
We did the upfront.
In the new business, I have an idea for
okay.
charting the future.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Sounds good, because, you know, in our charting, our goal setting, we can mention specific items that would point towards that,
mm-hmm.
that we don't necessarily have to do, but specific recommendations.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Great.
And then I added the...
You added something
it
else.
Really, I'm in the red down here on the second page. It just kind of bugs me that the Westland Adult Community Center is not in the Leaders of Sustainability program that
well,
Alex runs.
Yeah.
As far as I know, they're not. And I don't know
so.
If Robinwood is either. Or
I think they are.
Have I?
Lisa
oh,
certified
Lisa
them.
Oh,
yes.
Sure, fine. Lisa did.
But I did it through my church, and Alex came, and we, you know, dove through the garbage and all that kind of stuff. And it was
well,
really
why would
educational.
I should be too?
Yeah.
You do a garbage audit. And Alex pulls every piece of garbage out.
Oh, my God.
Decides if it should have been in the garbage or it should have been somewhere
else.
So
else. The community center hasn't done this?
And there's like
it's
three pages of items that you, and I don't think the adult community center's ever done that. And I think they're a big user of probably stuff.
Wait a minute. Leaders of Sustainability from Clackamas County, is that's a program for?
It's basically a green business recognition program. That so my did you ever meet Alex my
no,
husband
no we need to do stuff
oh.
but
so
with the baby
he does a great job
yeah so what he does is he helps businesses in Clackamas County to be sustainable through energy audits or waste audits like Cindy's talking about or making you know community connections so what the program is a recognition program that essentially is a really big checklist that includes
yeah.
things on water conservation, waste reduction, toxics reduction, transportation, accessibility,
mm.
things like that, that
yeah.
basically evaluates either a business or an organization like Westland and then holds them accountable. You basically have to complete so many checks on this checklist to get different levels of recognition.
Yeah, okay. And two things.
There's
on
like
that.
Three huge list of checklists.
Because Portland has their sustainable at work, right? So
it's
I got our office certified as that, and I didn't realize there was one for Clackamas County. So there's two things we can do with that in our goals. One is there's a website if you get like these are great businesses, right?
Yeah.
There's that recognition. So I would like to see for our goals for next year is to promote the getting certified by Clackamas County for all Westland businesses.
Businesses?
Well, at least we can start with Westland city
facilities.
Properties.
Yeah. Well, you can start with city. Yeah, but it's no skin off our teeth to promote saying your business could be promoted to your business that's here.
So I know that. So Alex's territory is Westland, so it's definitely a goal of his.
Right.
It really just comes to his time and capacity of reaching out to businesses, because a lot of it right now is cold calling on his.
You want to know how to get him to get the businesses on here? Put it in the RFPs of any work that gets done in the city, and you get extra points if you're a certified business.
That would be super cool, and I know Portland does that.
That's why I got our office certified.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if my boss would have cared as much. But I'm like, you want the extra points? Let's do this.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
It works.
I put this in there because I personally would not mind calling Tiffany, making an appointment with her, bringing her the list, and seeing where it goes from there. It's not that hard.
I was just going to say it's so much easier than people think it is. Like, they're already buying recycled content paper.
I think if I just showed up and met with her and showed her the list and talked to her about the stuff.
So put my bureaucrat hat on again.
Oh, okay.
So, unfortunately, that's not a good way to go about it, because Tiffany's got her job, and she takes direction from the director of Parks and Recreation, again, who takes direction from the city manager, who takes direction from council.
Okay.
So I would say you need to, I mean, like the three bullets here, I would say develop a proposal to get all city buildings into the Leaders in Sustainability program for Clackamas County, right? Yeah, so have, and then, you know, lobby council to make that a goal, so then it gets ran through the organization. Because if you come to me and ask me to do something, I'm going to say, sorry, that's not what I've been told to do, so I can't do it, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we need to, I've been trying to help this group understand this through the years. It's like city council holds the purse strings and sets the policy, and then we enact what their policy is.
Another thing to talk to city council about.
Yeah. So that's why you need to get them into the goals, because they're they use this when they do their goal setting here, and they're supposedly using these to help them set their goals.
Right. But we've talked about this before about trying to get green building and green building business practices, so that can be on proposals with the city for points.
So you just worded that really well. How would you word that for our goals?
Develop a proposal
for all city buildings.
Yeah, I had three of them here that could be the same. Develop a proposal to conduct a city energy audit to establish a baseline.
Okay.
Same with the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Develop a proposal to fund a staff position, contractor, or intern, and then develop a proposal to get all city buildings into the Leaders in Sustainability program, however you want to word it.
Could you send those to me, Darren?
Yeah, I could do that.
That would be great. Then I don't have to rewrite them. A language I can't understand.
What I'd suggest with that is, especially with the Leaders in Sustainability part, is doing all the buildings seems scary, because that's a lot to do in a year. I mean, it's really not that hard. It seems hard. Is even suggest that one or two do it. Because one or two isn't hard, especially if it's the adult community center or the library. Both those should be really low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, and that's why I think you couch it as a proposal.
Right.
And then you say, okay, here's how we think the priority list should go. First building should be this one, second building, third building.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
The library should be really easy.
I think whatever has recognition in the community, because they end up getting like a little plaque.
Start with the library.
It's beautiful glass.
Yeah.
Start with the library, do the adult community center second. because that's going to have more food waste, so that's going to be a little bit harder.
Okay.
Good idea.
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
Cool. With that, I mean, that adds to our goals, but.
Yeah. That's enough for the next 3 years.
That's Alex doing it.
You're really just pushing it on to Alex.
Yeah, but he's got nothing else.
He loves doing it.
Waste audits, actually, we did it for this building. They were actually fun.
Yeah.
I helped out that one.
I mean, ultimately, as the board, you should be making these proposals and then not enacting them yourselves.
Yeah, you
shouldn't be doing the legwork.
Right.
It should be coming from policy direction through the organization that we are being directed to do these things, or money is being budgeted by the council to do these things. I mean, we used the example last time of Milwaukee, right?
Yeah.
And some of you weren't here, but the city of Milwaukee, the mayor, Gamba, was elected, made sustainability like top policy in his platform, and then that is run down through the organization, and they budgeted money in order to do those things. And it's the way it's supposed to function.
Yeah.
Well, last year we had 3 very successful proposals.
Yep. Absolutely.
We submitted the proposals and they were adopted, so that was a good success, really. So we should build on that.
And the leaders plan is, I mean, it was no cost to us. We were already doing
right.
a lot of
yeah.
it. So my church. So
yeah,
that's great.
I mean, that's really.
Mm-hmm.
So
this is awesome that you put this together. Thank you for the accomplishments. Did you by chance go through all of our action items?
I tried to,
okay.
as most as I could find, but I was hoping for input from you because you're the guru of annual reports.
Yeah, I mean, I could do a quick cross-reference of all of our minutes, but really, that's how I came up
that's
with
that. That's what I did, because at your request last time, I thought it was great. Duh. So, yeah, I went through all the minutes I could find and pulled them out. So, if some are missing, then... So, a great input. Folks, is there anything else? You know, a couple of you going to send me stuff. I will revise this again, send it back for a final approval.
I promised to respond this time. I saw it. I just didn't respond. Yeah.
So, Darren's going to send you some rewording in your...
Darren's got some...
I already sent it to you.
He's all on top of things.
I got it.
Okay. And I'll send it out. It's due December 15th. We should be able to get it out. No problem.
Thank you so much, Gary.
Oh, wow.
Great
fun. Okay, so any last comments on that before we move on to implementing our 2020 goals?
Thank you for doing it.
Yes.
Great.
Oh, the part of how you can approach that with the city to make it part of RFPs, is that okay to have on there as a goal, too? Because that's a separate thing.
Well, Yeah, so I think it would go back to the proposal.
Okay.
Right? So
okay.
If this,
so it's part of the proposal.
And we can discuss this. I've got some ideas about
okay.
how you can, you know, maybe get some of these things done in an efficient way.
Request
a
proposal. So if people are bidding on one, they get points.
No. Oh, you're talking about it. There's
Okay, so, and Cindy had something to say about this regarding the goals and all the stuff. Tried to do with the education students, et cetera. We kind of maybe, well, as usual, ideas come out, and ideas are great, brainstorm ideas. And then we have to sift that down. And I've got something I'd like to say initially. This group is awesome. I mean, the talent and the energy in this group is incredible. All of us are also doing other things, like working, raising kids, variety of other volunteer activities we're involved in. So we've only got so much energy. And I think it's great if we can fine-tune, prioritize our goals and our work so that we're really focused, we know what we're doing, and nobody's running around, you know, spinning their wheels, wasting energy. And in order, that's just my feeling, and in order to do this, I think it might be valuable for us to either use our next meeting, almost the entirety of our next meeting, or maybe a 3-hour separate workshop like we had last year at the community center, to just go over our 2020 planning. What are our goals? Brainstorm, maybe add to them, brainstorm the goals, look at the ones that are really important, prioritize them, have everybody have input on the goals, why they think we should work on them, and then prioritize them, agree on a prioritization, and then I'll throw out an acronym here. We can assign a PPR, primary person responsible, for working on that goal. And everybody knows what that goal is and what the accomplishment, what the goals of that goal are, and delegate certain people to help so that we all know who is the point person for this goal. And that we're not overlapping work, we're focused, we've got just a few goals, maybe three goals, maybe just three. Because we did really good work last year, and we're coming up with all sorts of ideas. I think we're all excited, and I'm pumped. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of good stuff to work on. So that's my thought. Either use next meeting or set up a separate, maybe before the end of the year, right at the beginning of the year, set up a separate, maybe 3-4 hour workshop to really do the goals in a plan. So that's my thought initially. Any comments?
Yeah. So the timeline would be that we should have these final goals after we get the city council's goals back to us? Is that how the timing works, Dan? So we do like these proposed goals. But then it says the final goals should align with council goals.
So that's why I think taking the approach of developing proposals is a good way to go. Because, you know, if council gives you a goal of, we want you to create a climate action plan by the end of 2020, then that would obviously take up most of your time.
Right.
Yeah. But at the same time, you could also be working on developing some proposals where each month you just take another little bite at it.
Okay. And that's
do some edits. Everyone has a month to look at it, come back with their thoughts at the next meeting. So by the end of the year, you would have a proposal of how you would recommend going about getting all of the buildings into the Leaders in Sustainability program. You know, of what it would take, staff or approximate staff time it would take, and you know your prioritization of the buildings. Same with, let's see. The rationale for funding the staff position would be the same thing. You would want to try to figure out how much it would cost the city, some ideas of what that person would do, and then who they would report to, and then provide that to the council at the end of the year. And then that would be leading into budget season, so if they felt that was an important thing for the city, they would budget for it. So that's how I... As a group, if I were you, that's sort of how I would approach it. Because obviously they haven't really given you direct project goals. They're sort of,
And I don't think they're going to. I mean, they've got a lot of stuff on their plate. Yeah. So if we can make it easy.
Right.
So Terry, you're talking about fleshing out these proposals in sort of a plan for us in... through the whole coming year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think what Terry's saying and what I'm saying is essentially, it's not the same thing, but they could marry together perfectly.
Okay.
Right? So if you're going to develop a proposal, one of you would take the lead on it.
Okay.
And as a group, you could come up with sort of a template so all of them look the same that are coming from the group.
Huh.
And because we used to do what we called project charters at another jurisdiction I've worked for. So with that project charter, even if you had no idea what the project was about, if someone came to the counter and said, what's going on with the waterfront project? I could go, oh, well, next month there's going to be a meeting. And so everyone could look at it and understand what was going on.
So somebody help me out here. The 2019 council goals, will those fold over into 2020, or will those be revised or added to, or what's...
So they will produce a whole new set of goals, and a lot of councils will have the same goal for multiple years if it's a larger project. So some of these things might roll over, but you might see a whole new set of goals and action items. Yeah, that's until they get into the into the discussion, we won't know either.
Well, since our proposed 2020 goals we got here really do mesh, I think, with the previous goals. So do you see any problem with submitting the annual report we've got now, even though some of those goals may morph a bit?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Yeah. Again, this is this is just for them, the council, to use as they're setting these goals.
Right. Okay.
So.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. How do you guys feel about doing a workshop, a kind of a 2-3 hour time, or just tackling a
potluck?
Yeah. Well, of course. Or we could just tackle on a little bit at each meeting too. But then that.
What was effective with what you did before? You said you'd done it before.
I think we would have like a 3 or 4 hour retreat. Mm-hmm. We held the last one, I remember, at the Adult Community Center.
Mm-hmm. That was when we did our charter and our mission.
Yeah, we did
right.
several things. Here.
But basically, it's I think we still make an agenda for it. It's still a public meeting.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I mean, you know, people, you all are welcome to come, but nobody, you know, came. And it was just a great, like, additional meeting that we got to just be in one space for a couple of hours extra in addition to these monthly meetings. And we didn't make any decisions other than just what are we going to do for the next year.
It was just really focused on that one sort of topic. So,
yeah.
You know,
but it worked.
Yeah,
it's a good annual practice.
It's real concentrated, so I think it's a real good way to do it. We've done that in the past.
Did you have food?
Yes.
We did.
Of course it was successful.
Right, that's why I said potluck. We just gave her food.
Well, actually,
Russ,
I think Russ brought pizza.
Yeah.
He ordered pizza for us.
Because at this meeting, an hour and a half, it's I don't know that it's really enough time to do what we want to do to give it.
It's hard.
To give it due time, you know, to flesh it out.
And they have a whiteboard there, too, right? So we can use markers and talk.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
We had a projector.
Well,
sticky
notes.
No, we didn't. Markers.
Sounds like people are amenable.
Yeah. By the day is the hard part.
So do you think it would be, I don't remember when
last
we did it last year.
It was in November.
I think it was
the end of the
Saturday.
Year. Was it
Saturday? We're sharing a brain.
Was
yeah,
it
was
in
the
November?
Was it in November last year?
I think so. I don't remember what we did last year.
I think it was 2 years ago when we did. I don't remember.
I wish Glenn would be there. So no pressure.
Bring the baby.
You get the baby. We kind of
well,
food. It'll be so
we
fun.
We all play with the baby.
So
well, I can tell you all what to
really
do.
Sweet.
I mean,
so is
what I have to do.
Is a Saturday okay with folks?
Sort of depends.
Sure.
Well, part of it is making sure they're available too.
Well, the community center.
Maybe
yeah.
Community.
Or, yeah, whoever.
Yeah.
We could just have it at my house this Saturday.
It is a public meeting.
This Saturday?
Oh, yeah, that was the thing. I offered it at my
and
house.
And you have to give, like, 10 days notice or something.
It was November.
We used to do it at people's
November 11th, 2017 when you did it. So it's been two years ago.
That's what I'm remembering. And we must.
That's what Sarah Wyman
that's
did.
That's
Sarah
far
remember
in advance. When
yes.
Boy, time zips on by, doesn't
yeah.
it?
I saw her when we were all going to get pumpkins, and she had her two kids there. And then our kids started crying. We were like, okay, we're going home.
Anybody got anything going on November 30th? We'd have to check. I know, obviously, check with the community.
Is
robotics.
That too soon, though, November 30th?
No, it's fresh.
Well,
do
we have our
10 days notice.
Yeah, doesn't have to.
We have our proposed goals to
flesh. No, council rules say a work session can be. Let's see, they meet on Mondays, and they have to have the agenda posted by the Friday before, so it's just like 3 or 4 days.
I'm totally game. I think it'd be good to do it because Sarah's not gone yet. Your game gives us enough time to make snacks and the conversation's fresh.
Okay,
we don't have to go back
fresh.
And go, what were we talking
about? Well, that's
about?
True. The conversation is fresh.
The conversation is super fresh.
Okay, November
like
30th, December 7th, or 14th?
30th.
Yeah, I was going to say,
30th
or
the
7th.
Before all the Christmas parties.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Once December hits, it's all over.
So it's 30 on my calendar, it's totally blank.
Are you game?
Because it's 30?
Yeah.
Because it would be a day I could come.
Okay. So if we can't get the Adult Community Center, we could try something else.
Well, it's possible to get the library, community room at the library.
This is my first year.
Who wants to check on the venue?
Well, can you eat in the library?
Oh, yeah.
With the city, and we got,
I don't,
like, solar.
Yeah, you
remember
can.
Remember the police station has the community room.
Oh, that's right. So is the fire station.
The fire station.
But do they have a, maybe we don't.
I think the fire station has a rule of no food. I think you're right.
I
think the fire station.
Okay, priority, community center. Who wants to check on the venue? Nobody? Okay.
I'll do it.
Okay, so community center be first priority?
Yeah.
Library second?
The only thing I'd ask is for them to turn the heat on.
That's
it was
the
cold.
Library?
No, no.
Oh, the community center.
It was
yeah,
cold
it was
that
morning.
Oh, better to stay away
and
go to sleep.
They need a retrofit on their HVAC.
Yeah, well, they were saving energy.
Okay.
So, bring blankets and food.
Thermal underwear.
Tentative date for our planning session is November 30th, depending on what city can find out about.
It was so the what time?
10 to 2? What time was it on there? Or was it earlier?
10 to 3 it was.
10 to 3? Remember, any project expands to fit the time allotted to it.
10 to 2.
So,
10 to 2, and then if it.
10 to 2?
My kid will be asleep.
Is anybody. Hi. So I met with Tiffany, and she showed me how to use the board thingy, and then when we got there, it was. Nothing she told me seemed to work. So remember we had trouble with it? So is there anybody here really good with boards like that? Technology like that?
I used to be, but
I think it's
just escapes
me. I was going to say, you're the man.
I'm super visual. I mean, like brainstorming.
Yeah.
I like markers.
Yeah, likewise.
I think you can do markers.
Chart
packs.
No. A bunch of chart packs.
I'm not sure if this one has it, but I know the room that we use a lot has a whiteboard that you can just go up and draw on, because these are all touch screens. So
yeah.
It's a specific program that you can.
China iPad.
So I'm not sure if they
have
that.
Yeah, remember we had to use the Wi. We had to actually
it's
use
like
the Wi-Fi and go through the Wi-Fi and then just
like
have it show
archive.
Whatever's on there on the screen. And it was a little wonky.
I think flip chart.
Yeah, I know we could just do.
You could do it that way.
Yeah. Especially
the
if we
analog
being
way.
Somewhere
yeah.
where they don't have one of those.
I've got a
power's always on.
I've got a weasel. I'm using a diesel.
But we have, you know, Sarah and Alex who are so.
Oh, the techies. All the digit heads in here.
I know.
You got
I'm technical, but you know, you're subject to whatever the technology is where you go. So it's like if it's not what you play with every day, it's like let's just go back to the whiteboard.
Right.
Okay.
All right. All
right.
Well, great. We'll worry about that.
We've got a tentative time
we'll
and a tentative location.
You'll check
so
it out.
That's good.
I will check out.
November 30th, knock out some really good, clear.
So it would be good for the group to, once I send out the revised version of our annual report, for the group to go over prior to November 30th, if that turns out to be the day, and look at what at least the proposed goals are, and, you know, jot down some rationale or things you're interested in or ideas for these things so that we can have a discussion and see where the excitement lies, where the energy lies, so we can prioritize things, you know, do some brainstorming, steeping, prioritization. So if we come into the meeting having done a little work like that and ready to defend what we'd like, I think it'll be valuable.
My two
cents, Victoria.
For those of us who are not actually on this advisory board, does it make any sense to have us be in this goal setting meeting, actually?
Are you interested?
Yeah, but
then you just
there's official and there's unofficial.
So you can participate with the group as much. It's up to the group whether or not they want your participation. It seems like they do.
Yes.
But if when it comes to if they're going to make some kind of vote to
say
this is what we're going to. This is what we're going to turn in. Yes.
Then you stay
you,
out.
You
of
can't.
That.
You can't officially
okay.
vote.
Okay.
Do I detect hesitation on your part of joining this group already?
Oh, it's a public meeting.
Victoria.
I mean, it's a public meeting.
I'm just checking how you know where the where
yes,
boundaries are.
Yes, please show up.
It's really based on what kind of food you bring.
what you're willing to let us assign to you.
All right. Yeah, that puts the scary part.
Yeah.
Some of this, I don't even know what these things mean. Some of them. So fine.
But
yeah.
That's now.
That's
think of where
better.
You'll be once you're on the board in 2-3 months. You're going to know what all this
okay,
is.
I'm slowly coming up to speed.
You'll have
yeah.
it all figured out.
All of us, and I can remember having conversations with people around this table, that all of us, including myself, were very hesitant
to join the board because we didn't know what was going on, and then you quickly pick it up.
What do you mean, didn't know what was going on? I still don't have a clue.
You know, me either.
And again, the organizational component of it is just as important as knowing the details about different aspects of sustainability. So that's helpful to the board to, you know, if you could come in and help them organize the processes and thoughts and that kind of stuff. So there's many different roles to be played.
Yeah, I mean, even if you just bring your passion, that's the most important thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I must say that I really appreciate Darren's input and presence. I think he is here all the time, and the work that you do, Darren, really keeps us together. I think you're probably the best liaison I've worked with, so I really appreciate it.
Good, I want you guys to be successful. So, yeah. I've seen the other end of it where the project went south quickly at the end. That was not.
Oh, jeez. <geez. laughs>
Do you know what
I think we're all thinking
to?
About the same thing.
Oh,
yeah.
I heard about it.
It's at the center of it.
Yeah.
I did speak at that Xerces meeting. I ran into Sharon.
I think these lights are just done.
She said,
it looks like
they're
toast.
About a month ago. Yeah, and I mentioned to her about being.
What the sensors going bad?
That she's involved in that school's ending and that she might be interested too.
Oh, wow, that would be so great.
So,
she's so amazing.
Great.
Yeah, she was in the. When I met her, she was in the thick of it. So, this would be a good time to hit her up again.
Yeah, and so, Darren, if I email, I think I already know, someone about. Applying for the board. What's the deadline again?
30th.
November 30th would be her application deadline.
Yeah, I saw it online a couple days ago.
Okay, because I'll email Sharon Salvaggio and just see if she's still interested.
Did anyone post on Nextdoor?
Except everybody in the garden.
You mean about the opening?
Yeah.
Great.
I did.
Well, maybe not everybody, but yes.
Ooh, right.
The city has been posting. I've been seeing little blurbs from the city.
Good.
Yeah.
About different openings.
Just because.
I don't know if they do next door.
Does Alicia handle that
they do.
In the Facebook?
I don't know. That would make sense if she did.
Yeah, I believe Alicia puts all
the Facebook and next door.
Vision of my neighbors.
I feel like the city did.
You know.
The council, or who would have put a call out for open positions? I feel like I saw that somewhere.
The council. It comes from the council. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like,
they put it on the website, and then they put it on the city community page.
And it's also on the tidings.
And the tidings.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe that was where I saw it.
They covered their bases.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Reaching out.
They should be on next door. A lot of organizations are, right? There's no reason they couldn't be. Right?
Who, the city?
Yeah. Or the city updates and stuff.
I don't know.
Need IT to run the lights.
Yeah. Okay, any other comments about our efforts to implement our goals? Obviously, that's going to take place pretty soon. So.
I guess I would just say the effort to do the education series this year was probably a big lift for a lot of us. So I think you kind of alluded to this before, but I thought I'd just reiterate that maybe going into next year, just knowing how much work goes into stuff.
Eyes
like
wide
that.
Shut.
Yeah. Yeah. And to reiterate what Darren was saying, that when we're doing proposals, it's so much more manageable, especially when people have different capacity.
Yeah, yeah. Cindy mentioned
that
it was well taken about.
We really want to do this again,
all these
narrow
items.
Way down to just two or three.
Really focused.
Yeah, maybe wait until the fall to do them so you have all year to get your materials together and do the marketing. And
you know, that's a good idea because we talked about having a little more of a marketing presence at the Old Time Fair where we could have the list there.
There could be like a survey of interest even?
Probably want to have it set up by then.
Yeah, flyers you could hand out.
Yeah, this is what's going on here
that's
in the next 2 or 3 months.
Because there were a lot of people who just come up to the booth and say, oh, I love this idea. I'm glad you're here. What, you know, how can we get involved? And that would be a good time to go.
Right.
Yeah.
Here we are.
And then I really thought we should rethink that maybe the location and the time. I thought 6:30 is dinner hour, and a lot of people, that might have prohibited people from coming. That
have it later.
Have it later, or have it on a weekend.
I think I mentioned the Westland Alliance that I'm a member of has had some conversation projects at the library starting at 2 on a Saturday, and we were amazed at the attendance.
Oh, okay.
That's
we were really amazed at the attendance.
Yeah.
Well, that would be interesting. Part of it with the library is, I mean, if you're going to do it in the evening, they close at 8.
Right.
I mean,
well, yeah.
That's the issue.
Well,
so, yeah. So that's where you, if you're going to do it in the evening during the week, you'd have to find a different venue. If you're not going to do it, because you need to leave an hour and a half.
Think about the week you got people working. Saturday, you got people are free.
Yeah,
so that's
yeah.
what we went
yeah.
through.
So that's, yeah, yeah.
It's worth, I think
yeah.
it's worth a try
yeah.
Yeah.
to see what happens.
Yeah.
I like that time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. So we can maybe flesh out those topics at our workshop.
Yeah.
Yeah, so be thinking.
Wunderbar.
Topics and stuff.
Okay. We could get out here early tonight.
What a concept.
Good.
Oh, we have new action items.
I know, but it says 5 minutes, and I'm limited to 5 minutes. Okay, great. Anything else about the goals we need to talk about before we go to the new items? Okay, moving on. Anybody got something new for the good of the order?
Oh, you had new business? No. Did you have something?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I already squeezed in my new business surface.
So efficient.
It's done. Nothing, huh?
New business or action
yeah.
items?
Yeah. Well, we're on.
Well, new action items.
New
yeah.
Well, yeah.
Sorry.
We
new action items.
Review those. Yeah. I was wondering if there was any new business.
No new business. So.
Okay. So.
Action items.
Action
well.
Items. Darren's really good at making them.
Yeah. Darren's got a list.
So I've been writing down my own.
Okay.
Yeah,
I know what I'm doing.
So I'm going to check to see if Victoria's application went through.
Thank you.
Yep. So that'll be Monday, and I'll get in contact with you. I'm going to email Greg the web page to apply if you want to, and I will also send you links to meeting notes from meetings past.
Okay.
Okay. Terry, I'm going to send you updated language on the 2020 goals that I recommended about developing proposals.
Right. Yeah.
And then we will see about the November 30th retreat time, location, and then once we know, get it to me and I will get the agenda posted and out to everyone.
Great.
How do you do this without him?
That's why I said he's the vital link in this. Darren the glue.
So we have to do that within the next 3 days.
He's a planner.
So just so I can post it by Wednesday of next week, the day before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Do you, quick question, Greg, do you want to link also to the sustainability plan that we already have?
That would be useful.
Okay, yeah, sure, I can put that in there too.
Okay.
Send me one too.
Yes.
We should be working on it when we first met.
So,
and were you and I were working on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Kind
no,
of
no,
walked
no,
in.
No.
It was like,
well, I mean, it's like you said, like Mayor.
Well,
and
you all came to the.
You've got a council.
I don't even remember what the workshops were that we were doing.
Oh, we went to the aquaculture thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But no, no, no. We were doing.
So I just have finding a place for the November 30th. And I will email Sharon Salvaggio. Is there anything else? Do you guys have anything else? Anybody have any other action items?
Yeah, I'm going to get, you've already sent it to me, Darren's going to send us, and I'm going to revise the annual report and send it back out to everybody for final approval, and I will give a due date to get your comments, and if they're not in by then, it'll get sent to Dylan, right?
Yeah, so I think you just do,
I
it,
can
right
do it online
right
or
online
send
there.
It.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then I would suggest that the board decides now whether you want to have a meeting in the
December.
Regular meeting in December. If you're going to have a retreat beforehand, do you still want to meet in December?
No.
It's the Thursday before the Christmas week, so I'm, people.
Well, unless there's something we need to recap by the end of the year. I mean, we should be pretty
yeah.
dope in with
the I think finishing up with the workshop might
yes.
be good.
My vote is no, yeah. we don't need to meet
in
December.
I mean, we could also just meet to have a little celebration to
Celebrate the departing members.
That's, that's really
if they promise to show up.
We can just go to your house.
I think time-wise, I'd be more likely to stay longer on the Saturday if we didn't do the December meeting.
Okay, right. So we'll balloons at the...
Well,
no balloons.
Yeah,
no balloons.
Yeah,
okay.
We'll have our farewell toast at the workshop.
Okay, I will cancel
vegan
the December, the regular December,
edible, yeah.
December meeting.
No December meeting.
Good.
Can we find out about the pizza, though?
Or?
Oh, yeah. Pizza.
I can also bring some vegan options.
That would be great. Are you vegan?
No,
but
I aspire to be.
That's great.
I'm aspirational.
Practicing.
Vegan.
Yeah. I'm the same way.
Me too. I gave up mammals. I ate no mammals. And I gave them up like 15 years ago.
We have complicated food issues in our house. So
it's pretty easy to give up. Yeah, it's hard when you have to cook for other people.
Market and Choice makes good vegan pizza.
Oh, I've never tried that.
Oh my God, it's so good.
Really?
Yeah. Ooh.
So the other
the kitchen was vegan cheese because
we wanted to use the kitchen. That was the other.
Oh,
thing.
Yeah.
The cheese didn't love the kitchen.
Oh,
so it'd be nice to be.
It would be nice
to use
something to think about asking.
So we're there.
So any other
skipping December?
Any other things somebody's got to do prior to the workshop? Any action items?
Do our homework. Show up for the potluck, I mean the meeting, the workshop.
Mm-hmm.
And
the thing,
and wrap it up with a bow and take it.
And at the workshop, be prepared to take on some responsibility.
That's scary.
Spread the welcome.
Spread
the welcome.
Sign up for it.
I'll remind everyone to come
scary.
To this.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
can have
but
a project
it's all
buddy.
Save the
Do
world.
We want to
think globally?
Via
like
email.
That's right.
Talk food.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, great. So no meeting next time, and we will hopefully convene November 30th for the workshop. Thank you for attending.
We do. Yeah.
Thanks for coming back.